This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Crash on the table.
Who's been arrested?
As the adage says, you give a poor man a fish and you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish. You give him.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online, MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys will always listen. NMLS 2239. One of the weirdest films being made right now, they're doing a live-action Dora the Explorer.
Yes. I'm the map.
I mean, this is weird. I want to show you this picture. Paramount just shared the first photo of 17-year-old Isabella Moner.
That was going to be my question. She's playing Dora.
Transformers The Last Night. This is part of the live-action Dora for the 2019 movie.
Well, they'll make a fortune on it, don't you think?
There she is.
She look lost?
You know, the sad thing in like 5 or 6 years is, you know, people are going to be like, well, this Dora girl is
really
good looking.
This Dora girl.
But yeah, man, that's weird. I went and saw, I guess it was, they did a play. You know how they do the...
Yeah, they bring it to town. I've heard those are steep.
Yeah, but I went and I saw the Dora because, you know, my daughter was a huge Dora fan back in the day.
Was it any good?
Had to see the Barney one. Was it any good? No, it was not good.
You didn't enjoy it?
A lot of holes in the script.
Now, wait a minute. How did they get to the mountain?
Yeah,
why is that tree growing chocolate?
The Swiper kid. I mean, how are they going to do Swiper? I guess CGI?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, you got a talking map.
Yeah, that's true.
And a backpack.
They just started filming Dora the Explorer in the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. There you go.
I think I'll pass.
So you watched Celebrity Big Brother, right?
No, I never got into the slayer. I liked it when it was more real with just the normal people.
Okay, well, they do a Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
They're doing the UK version, and guess who has joined the cast of the UK version of Celebrity Big Brother?
Lindsay Lohan.
Close. Stormy Daniels. Porn star is joining the upcoming season of Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. She won't be the only American on board. This season of Celebrity Big Brother will also feature actress Kirstie Alley. Rockstar, if I put her weight at 212.5 right now, would you go over?
She fluctuates. Remember, have you called Jenny yet?
Well, she hasn't done anything in a while, right?
No, Kirstie Alley. She had a show on TV Land with Kramer, who basically
Michael Richards
was actually doing Kramer stuff. He was a limo driver. I think it lasted. It was a cool name. It was called Kirstie.
But I would say Kirstie 62 now.
Yeah, Scientologist.
Bad Girl star Natalie Nunn is going to be in it. I've never even heard of Bad Girls, nor Natalie Nunn. Anyway, they're really excited. They say that this is going to break all types of records because Stormy Daniels is part of the cast.
Yeah, so I'm sure. Yes, people tune right in for that.
So I've got a bizarre 1970s diet that promised Vogue readers weight loss of 5 pounds in just 3 days. Ooh. It's called the wine and egg diet. Here's what you've got. A daily bottle of wine paired with 3 hard-boiled eggs. This was in a Vogue copy, November 1977.
So you drink the whole bottle?
The wine and eggs diet, first made popular in the 1962 book Sex and the Single Girl, is a 3-day plan that promises a weight loss of up to 5 pounds and for women to feel sexy and exuberant. Now, for breakfast, just 1 hard-boiled egg and a glass of white wine. For lunch, it's 2 more eggs and 2 more glasses. And for dinner, it's a steak and the rest of the bottle, which, if you're doing simple math, would only be 1 glass of wine.
Right.
Which you're getting shorted there. With a cup of black coffee accompanying each meal. Now, in the original diet featured in Sex and the Single Girl, they promised readers they'd drop at least 6 pounds in 2 days. Nutritionists say it's only because followers are consuming less than 1,200 calories a day and eliminating a number of food groups that provide essential nutrients. Which I guess would make sense. Yeah, you would lose weight on this. Not necessarily going to be good for you.
Think your breath would stink?
Maybe a little bit.
Wine and eggs?
Boiled eggs, too.
Yeah. I think you'd be starving, too, wouldn't you?
Rockstar does not like deviled eggs. We went to a local eatery, and I got to order deviled eggs, and Rockstar's staring at me eating them.
I can't stand when they show a visual of like a hamburger where they put the egg and they pop it, and they squash the bun.
I think they're good, brown, but it's not something that I really order. If they're there for the taking.
Right, like at Thanksgiving when they're out on the plate, just grab one and eat it.
I'll hit one. Don't want to get in the car with somebody that's down about 6 to 8 of those, though. That could be bad.
I want to take these to go.
I love
So Netflix has introduced a new anti-harassment training in wake of the Me Too movement that rocked Hollywood and disrupted production on its House of Cards show. New rules imposed on the set reportedly include... I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
This is from Netflix. These are any Netflix
and this
productions.
This is a legitimate story.
So, like, I mean, Ozark has to follow these rules just like any other Netflix production.
I think this
it's
is...
more so on House of Cards.
House of Cards, okay. The, okay, go ahead.
Remember Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. He had some issues, yes.
Here are the rules that they include. Not looking at anyone for longer than 5 seconds.
Well, that's hard to do.
That's a long look, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're engaged in conversation. No lingering hugs. No flirting.
That seemed
no illegal. Asking for a colleague's phone number. I know some people that would get in trouble with all of these. Now, according to an on-set runner currently working on the new season of Black Mirror, which I'm excited about, by the way. I didn't know that a new season was in the works. Quote, everyone was spoken to about Me Too on the Black Mirror set as well. Senior staff went on to a harassment meeting to learn what is and isn't appropriate. Looking at anyone longer than 5 seconds is considered creepy, which I will give you that if you're not in a conversation. I mean, you gotta do your takes in 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at you and counted 5 seconds in my head. That is a long time without...
Let me ask you, can I go back to a certain individual 30 times over a day if I'm only doing it 2 or 3 seconds?
You just keep glancing at her?
Do 3 seconds and look away?
I mean, but this is how ridiculous this is.
I think I might have done that at the Taylor Swift concert.
They had to sit in a meeting and determine what second we should cut it down. Is 4 seconds too much? Do you guys feel like four seconds?
Yeah, I mean, is there seconds Mississippi? If you go 5 Mississippi,
that's a long stare. Yeah, that's a long stare.
Especially with that lingering hug, what's too long?
Exactly. I had to define lingering.
Because I think it's if you grab or just pat anything.
No,
right?
You hold the embrace. If you hold the embrace for like 4 seconds, it's a long time.
It is. There was a female recently. This is not a humble brag. There was a female recently that gave me a hug I would consider lingering, but I know her well, but it seemed to linger.
She's
a little
my
bit.
Wife, but still.
No. My wife and I hug all the time.
Did she bite your ear?
She did not bite my ear. It was a very, hey, good to see you. I had not seen her in a while, but it was a linger. I would describe it as a lingering hug. But my point is, I don't think there's anything to that.
Do I know this individual?
Yes, you do.
How close are you?
I bet I can guess this individual.
Me too.
I think you can. I think both of you can.
Okay. I've got dinner facts for you guys. The first one, Steve Jobs named his company Apple partially because he wanted it to appear in the phone book before Atari, his former workplace.
AP. Oh, it works that way.
Yes. Yes.
Really interesting. Perky.
See, you know, I thought about this the other day because, like, you see AAA towing or AAA whatever, that they used to do that just for the phone book, and now nobody uses a phone book. So, like, those names.
Yeah, but I wonder if you Google if it still comes up alphabetically.
I think most people pay to be on the top of Google.
Yeah, that's true. Here's another dinner fact. Cursive handwriting has already been removed from the curriculum of 41 states.
Unbelievable. We talked about it the
Our
other day.
Our kids will never know cursive.
It's a lost art.
I guess you don't need to. You still need your signature, right?
That's it. You need your signature, which is not even cursive. Mine's just like a
scribble. Yeah. I know how to write cursive, but I never do it. I still choose to write in block letters. Print.
Another dinner fact. Ryan Reynolds has openly spoken about his lifelong struggle with anxiety, noting in 2018 that he carried out many interviews in the character of Deadpool to alleviate his fears. I'm not a huge Ryan Reynolds guy.
Neither am I.
I can take him or leave him. I don't know what movie I've seen that I'm blown away by.
Another dinner fact. The idea for the black Spider-Man suit, which evolved into Venom, was dreamed up by a comics fan. Marvel paid him a whole $220 for his idea.
Probably could have gotten more out of it.
Yeah, that's going to be a Tom Hardy.
This one's interesting, but it makes a lot of sense. In the 1950s, donut shops were some of the first food businesses commonly open late at night. They became hot spots for police working the night shift since it gave them a place to grab a snack, fill out paperwork, or even just take a break. This is why donuts became associated with cops.
Oh, it is interesting. Yes.
And then our final dinner fact for you, another interesting one. The Indiana State Prison System usually gives condemned inmates their last meal about 2 days early because, quote, they typically aren't as hungry on the day they are to die. I've always wondered
You'd
that.
You'd have a nervous stomach, it would seem. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I don't want to eat just have a little water something weight. Coming up in life. I mean, if I was going to, you know, get a needle in the arm that day, it'd be tough.
But at some point, are you like, I don't really care. I can get anything I want at this point.
Some of those guys are hard chargers.
They are. That's trash literally. On the table.
Brought to you by our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200. or online, MortgageRightRadio.com, NMLS 223.
Where college football never ends.
The check is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.